Welcome to The Shift Series 2. I am Kemi Nekvapil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, author, and certified Dare to Lead facilitator. As a coach, it is my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are now to where they want to be. It is my privilege to create a space for you to dig into your internal resources as you focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Let's begin. I have been singing since I was about 8 years old. It first started when I managed to capture an audience of 8-year-olds on the school steps by singing Shaking Stevens' Green Door, with backing dancers, of course. Not only did it give me joy, it was also a way to deflect the daily racism I experienced that came from being the only black student in my school. It gave me a sense of belonging. Then when I reached my early teens and I sang, I was told, "Of course you can sing, you're black." It is hard to put into words what this did to my sense of self, but I stopped singing. In my mid-teens, I fell in with the right crowd, a wonderfully empowering group of much older actors and musicians who encouraged me to sing with them, and I even ended up singing in a local restaurant for £1 a minute. I was ecstatic. The confidence this gave me led me to go out and busk on the streets. I couldn't really play the bongo drums, but I would give it a go, banging away, singing my heart out, and making really good money. I loved to sing, and in public, I sang what people would expect a black woman to sing. I would get a lot of, "Oh, you sound just like Tracy Chapman, Nina Simone, Tina Turner." None of these women actually sound the same vocally, but the common thread is that they are all black women who sang, and that was the audience's reference point. I intuitively knew to sing what made me belong, what made sense to others. But when I was at home, I was also singing Dolly Parton, The Carpenters, Les Miserables, Miss Saigon, Fiddler on the Roof. I loved musicals and I loved country and western music. I would never dare to sing those songs in public. Not black enough. Not enough. At that time in England, there was a show called Opportunity Knocks. And when I auditioned, I sang On My Own from Les Miserables. And the feedback was, "We didn't expect you to sing that." And I was dismissed. Many years later, when I was a professional actor, my agent put me up for a West End musical. And the feedback to my agent was, "She sang very well, but she's a black woman singing white songs. It's not what we're looking for." It was advised that I went to a black singing teacher who could teach me to sing blacker, and then come back and audition again. At the time, I saw nothing wrong with this. If I wanted to have a chance in musicals, I needed to be a black singer who sang like a black singer. That was clear. So off I went to an incredible singing teacher who moulded my voice to make sense to others. And then off I went to re-audition. And I was nowhere near as good as every other singer who sang in their own voice as themselves. I sang like someone who wanted to make sense to others because I wanted to belong. The trouble was now my singing didn't belong to me. Singing has always brought me such joy, but now I was feeling like what I had didn't make sense, was not enough. So I stopped trying to make sense to others. It was more important that I made sense to myself. Because when we use our own voice, that is when we truly belong. And now it is over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where the client commits to action. Action that is relevant to their situation, their emotional, material, and physical resources. Think of a situation where you are trying to belong, where you are trying to make yourself fit. What is the impact of not sharing all of who you are? What is this costing you? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward so that you can belong to yourself? Not what one action are you hoping to do, going to try to do, or might do if you have the time. And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And from the words of The Greatest Showman soundtrack, When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. Please note that as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the opportunity to see your situation differently, a chance to reflect, to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me to know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work or to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckforpill.com. That's kemineckvapil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.